This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one would say J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You are listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB. He's back in the house.
What's going on? Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the Arrow Point building in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com. Sign up to take the tour. Come in. Call the show. We can maybe even get you on the show.
Yeah, call us at
919-943-2044.
Come on, man. I set you up.
I was a little late, but the number is still out there. 919-943-2044. Call in. Talk crap to us. Is your bracket destroyed like my bracket is destroyed? Well, semi-destroyed. Hopefully, the teams I picked will handle their business.
Your bracket
and I'll be just fine.
Your bracket is destroyed, man. Get ready for it. I got some Dunkin' Donuts for you today.
My bracket is just fine, baby. Just fine, baby.
All right, we'll see. And, of course, we have Mr. 315.
315 back from assignment.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
How was the road?
Well, I was actually supposed to go back, fly up to Syracuse last Wednesday. But that didn't happen, obviously, for obvious reasons.
About lots of snow
in
New York. And then they got snowed on Saturday morning, last Saturday morning, by who did they play in the NIT tournament?
Ole Miss. No, we beat Greensboro. We beat
them. Running Rebels was running shot all over the Qs. Yeah. It was tough Saturday morning.
As of right, I'm calling it right now. Syracuse wins the ACC next year, the tournament and all. Book it.
It's been a tough weekend for ACC teams.
You're going out on a limb, I tell you.
All right. And no one paid attention to that. That's cool.
All right, crazy.
See, we just let that slide. That was that was one of those LeVar balls right there.
Crazy predictions of the day. NC State will finish fourth in the ACC. There you go, fourth. I'll shoot for fourth.
If we start hearing outlandish statements, we're just going to say that's the LeVar ball.
LeVar ball tales.
No, that's a new segment we should do on the show.
LeVar tales. Yeah, LeVar tales. Yeah, we should try that.
I'll cook that up.
Yeah.
Our intern, I'm sure, can do that. That's not a problem.
Let's do that.
Yusuf's here. He's our new intern for the week.
We got Yusuf.
Yeah, Yusuf.
What happened to Heather?
Ashley? Ashley and Heather went on different things.
Alicia, so Aisha, here. All the other Ishas, they not around either?
Yeah. No Aisha. She's not here right now. But, no, it's our internship program. You want to be an intern, call 1-800-TV-RADIO.
Right.
Cool.
So, there you go. We need a media intern.
We need a good media intern. We'll get you to maybe ESPN Radio, CBS Radio, WBT. We can get you out there. Wherever you think you want to go, 1-800-TV-RADIO.
Absolutely. But anyway, did you have something else?
You know, Jerry Krause passed yesterday.
Yeah, we don't talk about
that. To the family of them.
Yeah, there's some bon voyages we got to do. Of course, the music coming in is Chuck Berry. We're doing that because, you know, Chuck Berry passed away at age 92 this week.
Did you guys just see this story, though?
What?
The police in Peru seize $85 million in cocaine bearing photos of Leo Messi.
I heard about this, yeah.
$85 million. Look, football. I put it out on the Facebook page about another footballer who was, I think, under investigation for, like, some kind of, I think, murder or something. Football players are gangsters.
No, they got off with murder.
Oh, they got off of it. These guys are gangsters, man. Ooh.
footballers. There's a soccer player overseas.
Brazilian.
The one who's playing now, who like fed his girlfriend to the dogs.
Yes,
that one, that
yes,
dude?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
yeah, yeah, I heard about that dude. Yeah.
Footballers are gangsters. You better watch out for these little guys that can strike the football.
Dude, man. And think, we talk about NFL, NBA players. They make more money than anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ronaldo, man. I mean, he could buy 3 hours.
And we see what's funding these guys' salaries. I mean, where are they getting $80 million a year to pay these guys?
From
them
Colombian drug lords.
That's right, man. That's a big old profit. Mm-hmm. Let's go. But we got a great show for you today. We got, Big Shot's gonna come out with his shoes of the week coming up. I don't know if he's got it today.
Yeah, Big Shot shoes of the week. I got a couple shoes I think I've seen.
Do you want to mention your shoes first, and then we'll do hot?
Of course, Duke University. I walked into Foot Locker in Charlotte, at the House of Hoops at South Park Mall, and all the NBA players are putting out like their signature shoes with the colleges on it. So Kevin Durant has the University of Texas, of course, white with the Texas logo on the back. Kobe Bryant, he didn't go to college, but they gave him a shoe for Oregon.
Mm. Oregon.
Team Nike, of course. So, Nike, Oregon.
Oregon. Maybe UCLA or California. USC. Oregon?
Oregon.
You know, Nike being there.
No, I get it because of Oregon, but really, Oregon?
And let's not leave out Michael Jordan. You know he has jumped on. He has the Tar Heel logo, Jumpman's in the store, the Carolina blue and white ones.
Was it the roof? The ceiling, the roof?
The ceiling, the roof pair, yes. The ceiling is the roof pair. That's what they are.
Yeah.
I wanted one of the t-shirts that says
and
ceiling the roof.
That's just sad, Tar Heel fans, that y'all haven't had a guy get a signature shoe since Michael Jordan, and y'all still relying on this guy to have a signature shoe
Did
for
Vince
you guys.
Did Vince Carter not have a signature shoe?
It was a Nike shot. He had a bunch of Nike shots.
It wasn't like signature logoed out for this man with his own personal box.
Right.
Well, who's really Nike really had since Jordan?
As far as signature?
Yeah.
LeBron. Kobe. Okay. Kyrie
Durant,
right now. AD.
Durant.
Paul George got his signature shoe.
Paul George just got his shoe recently. Yep.
But, I mean, if you look at the people that came out of Carolina, Vince Carter, I could understand if he did.
He didn't really
have Antoine Jameson? No.
You buying some Antoines?
No, you could have. He was a great college player.
He was a great. You,
but then,
you buying some Tyler Hansboroughs?
Marvin Williams? No.
You buying some Marvin Williams?
No. Donald Williams? No. Eric Montross?
You buying some Joe Fortes?
Joe Fortes. Rashad McCants?
You buying some McCants? I can't read shoes. I can't go to class.
Ed Coters.
Jerry Stackhouse. I mean, Jerry Stackhouse was another one that
he had a shoe.
Did he have a shoe?
He had a Fili shoe. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I saw Stackhouse.
Stackhouse
played in the same conference of my high school back in when I went high school. He was at Kinston University. That guy, I thought he was the next greatest thing ever.
Stackhouse was a solid pro.
But, but they never had a shoe. I'm surprised. That's a big thing with Carolina. They never really had another person that had a
they don't
thing.
Have the pros, man. That's a shot back for all you Carolina fans. Oh, my God, South Carolina beat y'all. How many times did we beat y'all this year? Y'all have to go root for somebody else because y'all can't get the damn job.
While we're ranting on schools, Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, that whole group could just go down, whatever. I mean, seriously, I have never seen worse fans in my life. After every time after a Carolina game and a Kentucky game, that was bad calls. We got beat by bad calls. No, y'all got beat because you just lost.
I'm not saying it was bad.
Duke fans do it too, but
we got handled by South Carolina. They scored 65 in the second half. They shot over 70%. Well, we had 20 turnovers. We don't win games like that.
Had two of your star players foul out. Even though it was late, you still had your most consistent player, Kennard, foul out.
And Luke Kennard was a no-show.
Yeah.
Like he
11,
was
12
off.
Points, yeah.
He was off. Like the whole Duke team was off.
I love seeing it. I loved every minute of that.
I know you did.
But it's all good. It's all good.
On the next season. I mean, it's not like y'all haven't won anything in years past.
Like, when y'all get as many national championships as the Blue Devils get, then y'all can come knock on the door.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Get some chips. Get a signature shoe by a player.
All right. Let's get into hot sauce this week so we can get started. But first, our thoughts and prayers with those in the UK on the terror attack yesterday.
Absolutely.
Four people died, including the assailant.
A cop, too, right?
That drove, a cop, and two other people died. 20 people were injured. Yeah. Drove a car into the parliament.
What is the meaning of these pointless attacks? I mean, what the frick are you trying to prove out here?
Absolutely.
Really? Come on, man. And then you go hide your face and you go climb behind a group, you freaking cowards.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But thoughts and prayers with those affected. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to those. Let's get into hot sauce this week. The first subject, you know, real thoughts and prayers also is Dwight Clark of the 49ers announced he's got ALS.
I saw that.
He made the catch against the Cowboys. So I have to give him a shout out. Thoughts and prayers to him.
Doesn't he like live in the Carolina area?
I think so.
I forgot what. Yeah, he's somewhere in North Carolina.
I'll look it up. I think it's South Carolina. But let's get into the big news. LeBron James, the NBA player, sitting again this week. Over 300 healthy scratches this year. Last year, it was 80. LeBron saying doesn't see issue with players sitting out games, says it sucks. At times, it's certain guys need rest. He says only players. He says players only worry about championships. Adam Silver sent a memo out to owners talking about something has to be done about sitting players. A couple of different things. What can be done? Would you be okay with players playing like 10 minutes a game? At least they're playing. I'll open it up and I'll finish.
To the 10-minute thing, no. Don't wet my whistle with a good appetizer and then the entree is crap. Okay?
Yeah.
That's whack. That is whack.
Just don't play.
Just don't play. Give the fans heads up time to say, okay, we're not playing. And if you want a refund, you can get a refund. And then the player, if they're you sitting your star players, you got to allow them then open up the stadium an hour or 2 hours usually earlier than you usually do. And have these star players signing balls, signing shirts, signing towels because they're not playing. So, okay, we can't perform and do our job tonight because we have to rest. But here's an autographed ball. Here's an autographed shirt. Here's an autographed towel. The fans would be like, oh, snap.
Something worth their while.
I didn't get to see you play, but I got the autograph such and such from LeBron James.
Yeah.
I got to take a selfie with him. He signed my ball for me. Those are memories you'll cherish more than
I'm good now. I'm good. I can watch this game, and right? I can watch Darren Williams and Ebon Shumpert.
But if you do get those autographs and stuff, now you can't get the refund.
Right.
No, so, I'll be good.
I'd be good with it. Like, I spent my money. My kids got the autographs. They got their selfies. They're going to be happy all week, all month, hopefully.
And you actually enjoy the game without seeing
your stars play.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this isn't just at LeBron. It's all players in the league. All right, San Antonio, all of them.
San Antonio is the godfather of this.
No, they all do it. But Pop something has to be done.
Birthed it.
He stopped.
Pop
he started. Birthed it. So I don't want to bat. This isn't just going at LeBron. It's going everybody does this.
And when you're done, I'm going to go at LeBron just a little bit.
My problem with this is when LeBron's talking about it, not one single thing does he say about the fans. Not one single thing. He says, we don't owe anybody. No. I'm not asking the fans to be number one priority, but they need to be a priority. I'm just saying they need to be somewhere on the radar. But you got your best player in the world not saying a thing about the fans. And that's my problem is, dude, you're the face of the league. You're the best player in the world right now, and you not saying a single damn thing about the fans. A stat for you. Michael Jordan at 39 with the Wizards. You know how many games he set?
None.
Zero. He played 82. He's 39. Now, there's some players today play all the time. James Harden, when do you see him take a night off? Russell Westbrook, you see him take a night off? No. You see John Wall. John Wall says, I will not sit. Yeah. And John Wall is one of the elite players in the league.
And you heard Allen Iverson a few weeks back saying, in my playing days of coach – would try to sit me, we'd have a problem.
Well, Karl Malone said, you know, mailman said, hey, these players should play. Policemen, other things, which I don't want to compare that.
Bad analogy.
I'm not getting to the policemen and different things. I'm just saying, from you know, something has to be done. Like, especially Saturday primetime game. When you're on ABC,
let me tell you,
and you're not playing. But I like what you said about, you know, signing autographs and different things. But that's where they ought to flex the game at 8 o'clock for another game, if you have to. Something.
And that goes back to what Big Shot said about giving elite, giving not only the fans a heads up, give the networks a heads up,
right,
too. Because I was Saturday night. I watched college basketball all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? 8 o'clock hits. Let me take a break from college basketball. Right. Check out the pros.
Right.
So what I do is, it's probably like 5 after 8. No, no, no. No, the game starts. What game starts? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
It was probably, it was probably like 5 after 8. So I turn to the game. I look on the floor. I see a lineup of Darren Williams, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson,
Channing Frye.
Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson.
Nobody wants to see 40-year-old.
So check this out. So I'm like, okay, did they sub already? It's like 2 minutes into the game. Then they pan the camera over to the Cleveland bench, and I see LeBron sitting there with a damn coffee.
He got his latte, and he was good. He was good.
Him and Kyrie dancing, yucking it up. I'm like, what the hell?
Here's a perfect analogy. I heard somebody say it on the radio this week. When you go to New York at a Broadway play to go watch Bette Midler in a play,
right,
you don't go to see the play.
Right.
You go to see Bette Midler.
Right.
It's the same way at NBA.
Yeah.
You don't go to see the Cavs. And if you tell me you go to see the Cavs, you're lying.
You're a damn lie.
Because you go to see LeBron James. You go to see the Thunder. You ain't going to see the Thunder. You're going to see Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. LeBron.
So stop lying.
LeBron is box office personified in the NBA. Let me tell you something. Getting back to Jordan. Even Kobe, same thing with Kobe.
Yep.
These guys.
Kobe said later in his career, I would not sit because I wanted to play.
The thing I loved about Kobe and MJ the most is that they were box office and they knew it and they lived up to the responsibility of being box office.
Bingo. But you have to, the thing with the league, it's not just LeBron. I ain't trying to bash LeBron. But it's everybody. Steph Curry, now Draymond Green, all these guys are like, you know, I'm going to just sit.
And like you said.
You know, let it be like one star player plays this night, the other one sits. Make a rotation. All three of them. Look, Kyrie Irving's 24 years old. 24!
He has had multiple surgeries.
24!
And you know another one that bothered me? Kevin Love.
Let me explain that. That's what bothered me the most.
Kevin's Love.
Oh my gosh! Then edit the next night because they actually set the night after. They didn't have a back to back. They played for the Lakers game.
Right, right. You sit for the Clippers and get blown out.
Time game.
And get blown out and play. Right. And you play the Lakers.
And you won't. Come on, man.
LeBron was like, you know what, Chris, you my boy, I'm gonna sit out.
And you know another thing, you know another thing with this whole sitting thing, you sat, got blown out, and you got Boston right on your behind for like two games.
And
we're
going to talk about it. They got one game out.
And
now,
the thing that bothered me, getting back to what LeBron said, the only thing that bothered me, man, about LeBron, he came off so dismissive and arrogant when it came to the fans.
He said nothing about the fans. Nothing. But like I said, it's not just him. It's the whole NBA.
Right.
There's a bunch of 300 healthy scratches this year. 80 last year.
You know what?
And it's only going to get worse.
The new NBA, they're like the Migos. They bad and bougie.
Right. And like they said, if you say you can't. They don't start saying, oh, my ankle hurts, or they don't start saying they have injuries and they can't play. Right. So the NBA's talking about starting the season in October, early October, which it should be in early October because the players don't want to stretch out to July because they said it's the offseason, it will interfere with that.
Yeah.
So hopefully, then you can eliminate the back-to-back games.
Get rid of the preseason altogether. They got 8 preseason games. They talking about doing 6 preseason games. Go to 3 preseason games. Then start the damn season.
Because their training camps are already short as hell anyway.
Right? Like,
the training camps are 2 weeks.
And your stars don't play in preseason games anyway. Just start the damn season. They play 82 games. Start the season.
No, I agree. That's good. Anybody else got anything to add on? I just want something to be done. I like your suggestions. The only reason I said 10 minutes, let them come in off the bench and play like 15 minutes.
I'd rather you just give me the heads up and say, okay, we're having autograph sessions from this time and this location, and I'm good.
I like that idea.
Or another one, even at the beginning of the year, you and your staff, they sit down and say, all right, February 10th in, you know, Charlotte, he's not playing.
You know, just already map it out.
Yeah, map it out. So I know. Because I already sold my tickets.
You don't
all four of my tickets. I'm not going Friday. Because I'm not taking a chance LeBron's not playing.
He's
going
to play. He loves playing against Charlotte.
I don't know that. He might. I'm not going. I'm not going to watch 45-year-old Richard Jefferson.
You can go see Kyrie. Go see Kevin Love.
I don't know that.
You can go see your Charlotte Hornets.
I don't know. They'll still lose. They'll probably still lose without the LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love playing. Charlotte will still lose.
Why is Kevin Love behind still sitting? You just came back from injury. Please.
Why did I get that yet? He missed 15 games, came back, played one game
and sit.
He was off the next day, and then he sit.
Yeah.
He came off a knee surgery. His minutes right now. They're trying to get him into the swing of things. You can't ask that man to miss
one game.
Not by sitting.
Come on, man.
He played the night before, and then he played the Lakers night. I think he played last night in Denver, didn't he?
He's 25, 26. Come on, man.
He's got NBA miles.
I like what Mailman said, actually. If you got 10 years or more experience, then you sit.
Right. So leave LeBron alone. LeBron's got 14 years.
I'm not bashing LeBron.
Yeah, no, but he has 14 years. Much. But, man, he sells tickets.
Right.
He is box office.
You need to at least address the fans a little bit. He said nothing about the fans. That is the only thing I got about LeBron.
Yeah, there you go, LeBron. Make sure you shout out the fans, man.
Yeah. Just say, hey, you know they pay our tickets. Let's be there for them.
The kids love him, man. Yeah.
We take for granted he's been in 7 of the last 10 NBA finals. Like, this man has got a lot of money.
I ain't questioning his body or how long he's played. I'm just saying, dude, you got to say, hey, I'm traveling to different cities. I probably need to do something while I'm there.
And try to do it at home if you're going to sit where your home fans have 40 times
argument that I'll disagree with that is because when those fans pay for your ticket. I mean, they pay 40-plus games a year to see you.
Right.
So they don't go – that's your bread and butter right there. It's tough, man. Yeah, but –
I see your point, but I think about that fan in Utah or Denver.
Oh, not just Denver. Memphis. I mean, you know, Clippers. Think about the Clippers.
Yeah.
Right? How much money they spent. They spend more money than other places. They probably spent $400 to go see LeBron on one ticket.
Imagine the nosebleed. Right. The high nosebleed. Yeah,
imagine the guy who bought court size for that game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you ain't got any of them playing.
Yep.
So
I couldn't believe when I turned the channel, I saw that. Yeah. I said, what the hell?
But what will change, and the reason Adam Silver sent the memo is because, you know, of who wasn't playing in this game Saturday night. So something will change. Flex, different game, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Put Milwaukee on the 8 p.m.
You know, it's tough to flex because you already send your ABC, ESPN crew, your A-team to this site because you expect it's a blockbuster game, and then it's not a blockbuster game.
No, I get it. Let's get into the last hot sauce real fast. Colin Kaepernick, he still hasn't signed with NFL team. First, should he already have a contract with a team? Does his kneeling have anything to do with him not being signed with a team? Or is he just that bad?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. I don't think anyone wants that baggage right now with bringing him onto a team. And secondly, he's like ranked like 30th of 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. I think he has a QBR of like 60 or something like that. I mean, it's a little bit of both, man.
Like, if Carolina isn't going to evolve their offense, like, he would fit in perfectly. A lot better than what Derek Anderson would fit in. Now, if they're going to evolve their offense, Joe Webb ain't. Joe M ain't been to no Super Bowl. But Colin Kaepernick, you know, did it to himself. You kneel for the national anthem, you wear the pig socks, and then you're not what you were 4 years ago.
All that and didn't vote either.
So now they're looking at you like, there's no reason to pick you up. I mean, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing for the community if it makes you feel better. Yeah. And trust me, there's going to be some injuries. There's going to be a desperate team that gives you a call and says, hey, can you come play for us?
He'll sign somewhere.
He will sign somewhere.
The thing about this whole thing that bothers me, listen, I respect you for having your beliefs and sticking to it during this season. I do have a problem, however. After you're a free agent, you decide, all right, I'm going to stand. Really? Dude, if you want, if you're going to, it was really weird timing to say, I'm going to stand now. If you, I think if you were stuck to your guns and say, you know what, I'm going to kneel because there's still stuff going on in this country, which I would expect if you did, and somebody would look at that and say, you know what, you're sticking to your guns. Now, because you're a free agent, you're saying you're on stand.
You sound
it
like
sounds
a,
sour grapes.
You sound like you a boosh.
Right. So, if you want to do something, stick to it. Don't come out here and say, because now I need a job, I'll do whatever I got to do to help
that's
you.
Exactly what it looks like. Boy, backtrack, yeah. Man. Like,
that's, right. That, and no one's saying anything about that.
You're supposed to be a quarterback. You got to stand strong for right. Your beliefs.
Stand. I mean, if you don't do this, then stand strong and believe in
gotta,
it. Don't back up.
You got to go all the way.
Right.
All
and, the way. And, you know, first of all right, 16 touchdowns, 4 picks is a lot better than a lot of other players in this league. A lot of the quarterbacks.
A lot of quarterbacks that got playing the time last year.
I mean, listen, I'm
like
all,
Chicago could use him.
There we go.
I'm
here
all,
we go.
Listen, I love Long Neck. Long Neck in Chicago, Mike Glennon, my boy, NC State alum.
He's been in Tampa the last 5 years. It's going to be a change.
He got $15 million.
Good luck,
Chicago. 15.
Good luck, Chicago.
Colin Kaepernick. Listen, come on, man.
He's our bridge quarterback right now because in the draft we're going quarterback.
$15 million.
I'm going to tell you. Hey, Barry Kirk Cousins, 25. He's a serviceable player.
Yep. They franchise him at 25.
You know what, though? I'm telling you. Watch him surprise some people. I'm telling you.
I think so.
Mike Glennon has an arm, and he's not as bad as y'all
think. Are you drafting him for your fantasy team if he's available late?
I'll have him as a second. I'll have him as a backup. Mike Glennon.
Mike
backup quarterback.
Mike
future star NFL.
Yeah, that's radio right. Show in Charlotte. That's we right. Are right here in the Queen City, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, he knows that's Chauncey. He knows all about Tampa Bay Bucks. He's a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, we'll have to get him on the show.
The only thing I'd be surprised if Mike Glennon is still the starter after week 8.
He will be. He's on surprise people, I'm telling you.
Come on, watch move out. On down here, and if you want to get on the show, let us know, man. We can or woman, I don't. No, I don't want to be wrong.
Yes, it's in Charlotte. Oh, sorry, you can't read it, right? Yeah, you're trying to read it? Yeah, we're in Charlotte at the Kinetic School of Broadcasting. So, do you have – y'all got anything else? Any more hot sauce topics?
And that is it, man. John Thompson III got fired
yes.
After 13 seasons. I mean, what does Georgetown expect? They are not the program that they were.
Absolutely. It had to be – change had to be made. All right, stick around, everybody. We got a couple more episodes to come. Next segment, we're going to talk local sports in Charlotte, and then we'll get NBA, NCAA brackets. Big Shots bracket's not looking so nice.
My bracket is just fine, baby. Let's go, Zags.
Those 12 donuts will be great for you. All right. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.